Growing the Game with Ballsy is a podcast dedicated to growing the game of football in Saskatchewan. Each week, Michael Ball will talk with Rider guests, but he'll also highlight amateur athletes, coaches, and builders in his province growing the game we love. Now, here's Ballsy.
Growing the Game with Ballsy, brought to you by Face First Medical Aesthetics above Gabo's on Dudney Avenue in downtown Regina. For birthday Botox and Brotox for the guys, make sure you see in store for details. Turn back that clock on your face in a naturally looking way. Pizza Hut's in Saskatchewan and David Dubé and the Concord Group of Companies. Thanks to them for getting on board. Mark Greshner Photography. Check out his awesome work at markgreshner.com. He did some work for me and I'm still buying photographs since the summer as there's too many great ones to choose from. Double Z Egg Sales in Weyburn and my buddy Corey Zadarozniak. For grain hauling, grain marketing, and crop insurance, give Corey a call out there at Double Z Egg Sales in Weyburn. Riviere Ag Seeds is Southern Saskatchewan's premium certified seed grower, delivering homegrown certified durum yellow peas and chickpeas. Thanks to Paul Riviere and his family for getting on board. Thanks to my big-time supporters, Deb and Zelko Stefanovic, and their fine program, the SAS Selects football program, building the gridiron stars of tomorrow today. Time now for our Athlete of the Week, brought to you by Paul Waldo over at Royal LePage in Regina, three-time Grey Cup champion. Get in the real estate game with him at 306-502-5355. I'm joined by London Coops. That's a cool name.
Yeah.
Guess it's the only one you know, right?
Yeah, it is. I don't know anyone else with my name.
And it's a great spelling, too. It's not London like the city London, Ontario, or England. It's L-U-N-D-Y-N. Do you have to explain that to people? How many times do you have to explain the spelling?
Usually only once, and then because it's so different, everyone remembers it.
Yeah, that's cool, man. Do you have any siblings?
I have one little brother. And he's 7 years old.
7 years old. Does he want to be a football player like you?
Yeah, he wants to play football.
Awesome. So what got you into the sport of football, London?
Ever since I was a little kid, I watched football growing up. I played flag football, and I couldn't wait to turn 9 so I could play RMF.
Mm-hmm. What teams do you play with in the RMF?
My very first year, I was on the Alouettes.
Mm-hmm.
I played on that team for 3 years. And then my first year of Pee Wee, I was on the Argos. And then I moved right up to Bantam for my second year Pee Wee because I was overweight.
Yeah, you're a big boy.
And I played for the Stampeders for 2 years.
Nice. Hey, London, so skill testing question. Can you name all the teams you, like all the different jerseys you got from the Flag Football League, because that's the cool part. You get a different NFL jersey each season. Can you rattle off all the jerseys? Because I coach in that league, too, with my son.
I could probably name off a few. I played for the 49ers,
mm-hmm.
Cowboys, the Bears, I think.
What's your favorite jersey of those three?
Probably it's got to be the 49ers.
Yeah.
Like the red.
And what's your favorite team in the NFL?
The NFL, the Seahawks.
Do you watch the CFL much?
Yeah, sometimes. Not on TV, but if I can go to a game, I'll watch the Riders.
So why don't you watch it on TV?
I don't watch much TV. I don't watch much football games, usually NFL. I watch CFL if I'm over watching with my grandparents or with somebody else.
Now, is that just something that just because, or do you think the CFL could do a better job of getting young people like you tuned in to the game?
I'm not sure. I like watching the CFL.
Yeah. What do you like best about our game here in Canada?
I like the 1 foot in rule for the side, like catches on sidelines.
Yeah.
You only need 1 foot in.
Yeah.
You see a lot more people. They put in like a lot of effort, and then in the NFL they only get 1 foot in and then it doesn't count.
Yeah, so the rule I hate in the CFL is I'm not a big, like, I don't want a fair catch, but I'm not a big fan of the the way they call the no yards penalty in Canada. And the and the one penalty that drives me nuts in the NFL, I just saw it the other day. It could be the offense could have the ball. It could be second down and 26. And if they throw it and it's incomplete, but the defense gets a 5-yard holding penalty, it's an automatic first down, which is absolutely crazy to me.
Yeah, I don't agree with those rules either.
No, it's kind of weird. Okay, so you're a running back for Martin. This was supposed to be a big year for Martin. I think you guys are supposed to be pretty dominant in the smaller schools. Is that kind of how you felt?
Yeah, I was looking forward to this year. I thought we were going to have a good season. I thought we would have a great run at the finals.
Are you holding out hope, London, that we can get something done in the spring? Maybe we could play something in the spring here, or at the very least, RMF expand their spring league so it'll include grade 12 players, because in the past, grade 12s couldn't play in it. But I'm thinking they're either going to go with the spring high school league, I'm hearing a rumor, or they'll expand that RMF league to the spring league so you can get 12 guys on the or grade 12s in the field, pardon me. And then that would help a guy like you get more tape.
Yeah, I'm really hoping that we have just anything, even like a smaller season or just anything to go out there and play some final games. My grade 12 year, senior year, I was just kind of hoping for anything.
Is that the only sport you play, London, now, football?
No, I play lacrosse and I play hockey.
And hockey's screwed up too now.
Yeah, that just got canceled.
So let me ask you this. My son didn't get a grad last year. He did get a grad at the end when the parents put one on. I shouldn't say that. And we did a pretty good job of putting it on for the kids at Riffle. But, you know, it wasn't a regular grad. Maybe that's not such a bad thing. Every kid liked it in the park. But you're a guy that's now you can't even go to class and you can't play your favorite sports. How you hold up mentally, London?
Just trying to stay positive and hope that everything will be figured out by then. Staying in shape, still working out and working on my footwork in the basement, hitting the ladders, just trying to do everything I can to stay ready for in case there is a season.
How do you stay positive? What do you do to stay positive? Is there any tips that London Coops does?
I'm not sure. Just going out and do things that make me happy. I have a basketball net out front of the house. Mm-hmm. Go out there and shoot some hoops. Mm-hmm. I play mini six with my brother.
I used to do that too, yeah. Yeah, that's cool. Do you let him win?
Sometimes.
Yeah, you can't let him win, though. Do you guys have fights? Like, do you shirt him? Do you
shirt him? All the time.
All the time, yeah. Who's your who's your hockey team?
San Jose Sharks.
Oh, wow. Who's his team?
He doesn't have a team yet.
He doesn't have a team yet.
He hasn't got there yet.
How important is it for you to be a role model to your younger brother? Like, you know, how he looks, how you react to this situation, how you stay positive, how you perform in football. How important is it for you to be kind of a role model for your younger brother?
It's really important. He looks up to me. He wants to play football. He plays lacrosse already. Mm-hmm. And I help him in the basement. We practice all his sports too.
Awesome. Who did you look up to, or who do you look up to now? I talk to you like you're a 25-year-old guy. You're still like an 18-year-old kid. So, young man, I should say. Who do you look up to? Who did you look up to coming up to this point in your life? Either a relative or a coach or a player or an athlete that you watch on TV.
Growing up, I looked up to. For football, I liked watching Marshawn Lynch. Mm-hmm. I liked the way he played, and he didn't get into the media or anything. He just kind of stuck to playing the game and just focusing on the game. Another role model growing up was probably my dad. He is a big part of my sports, always helping coach and getting me into the sport and preparing me and helping me practice.
How about your coaching staff there? I know my old Ram teammate Blaine Pierce is over there at Martin. And, you know, what's it like trying to get that school back on the map in terms of a football powerhouse? Because it used to be a good football team back in the day when I was in high school. And no, not when we had leather helmets, London. We actually had real helmets. But it was, you know, Martin was a pretty accomplished football team. What it feel like to be a leader of a team trying to get it back on the map?
It felt really good. We were doing some good things there. Made the playoffs. I thought we were bringing us back up, and this was going to be a big year to show everyone that we are a top team in that division.
Mm-hmm. What do you like about the coaching staff over there at Martin?
Just the way they run the team, staying positive, always working on new things, getting the team together. They try to play everyone. Yeah, if someone doesn't play on maybe the offense or the defense, they'll play on special teams.
Mm-hmm.
They like to give everyone a chance to play.
How big are you, big man? What's your size?
I'm 5'11", about 220.
So you're a ball of hate. That's awesome. You like playing with power and I guess a Marshawn Lynch type. I love that. Have you got any offers? Is anybody looking at you? I know this is a tough time right now to get seen, I guess, but have you got any offers? Where are you looking to play ball after this year?
I haven't really got any offers.
Mm-hmm.
It might be just looking at trying for the Thunder.
Yeah.
Trying to play for them.
Are you a school guy, or are you a guy that would look to play for the Thunder for a couple of years? You know, and you could still go to university while going to the Thunder. They've got a great scholarship program. Like, that's kind of the route you're looking at, junior football, and then maybe take the next step?
Yeah, something like that. School and junior football.
Yeah, what do you have in mind for school? Because obviously football won't last forever. What do you want to do when you grow up, so to speak?
I'm not really sure yet.
Yeah?
I was going to look into some plumbing.
Mm-hmm. Trade school type deal.
Yeah.
Awesome. Maybe plumbing and heating. The heater in my garage went. I'll need it fixed by the time you get your ticket, but maybe I'll look you up down in the future. Hey, thanks for this, London. I really appreciate your time, man. I hope there's a season for you. I hope at the very least you can get on the field in the spring and stretch your stuff.
Yeah, thank you. I hope we do too.
And now, Morgan Freeman makes up new reindeer names.
Blitzer. Crocus. Danzig, Cumberbatch, Rudy Tomjanovich, Chad, Reince Priebus, Shia LaHoof, Dingleberry, El Diablo, Bryce Dallas Howard, Kiefer, Mad Dog, Ha Ha Clinton Dix, Papaya, Sputum, Hibbity Jibbity, Chelsea Antler, Bert, Uncle Buck, Terry Cloth, Jambalaya, Cookie Dough, Darnell, Rolo, John Cena.
This has been Morgan Freeman making up new reindeer names.
This has been Growing the Game with Ballsy. If you have a football story you'd like to share to help us grow the game, email Michael Ball at mball@harvardbroadcasting.com. Ballsy can be heard weekdays in Regina on 104.9 The Wolf Morning Show and during Saskatchewan Roughriders and U of R Rams broadcasts on 620 CKRM.